Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, for another week. Joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm all right. We'll get into it in a second because I want to introduce our guest, and then I'll tell you what's really got me ruffled up this week. We got Emmy Blodnick here today.
Hello. Do I have a cool title or no?
That's a good. The Full House of. No, I got nothing for you, Emmy. I'm sorry.
We'll figure it out in this episode.
Yes.
We'll get you a nickname. This is the problem, is that every time that we introduce somebody, I do wish I had a fun nickname for them, and I remember that as I'm saying their name. I never think of it right before, which would be nice.
Yeah, God forbid you prepare.
No. Too busy playing a third, starting a third My Player in 2K. I've got too much on my plate.
I had the doorbell rang about 10 times at 7:20 a.m. today. And I was like, who the fuck would ring the doorbell at 7:20 in the morning? And I finally got out of bed, and it was Amazon delivering a gaming headset I had ordered. And I was so embarrassed. My girlfriend was like, what was it? I was like, nothing. No one's here. We must have been ding-dong bitched or something.
We're leaning becoming gamers over here, Emmy.
There's nothing else to be right now.
Exactly. So. Exactly. I feel like it's the way to go.
Yeah, you're gaming or you're layman.
The gamer queen, Emmy Blodnick.
There we go.
That's our first attempt at a nickname.
Yes.
For your hobby.
The shadowy heart, Emmy Blodnick.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's was telling Emmy about this before we started recording, but I had a corneal ulcer last week, which really put me down, and it was from sleeping my contacts. And I gotta tell you, if you're the type like me who goes, well, I've done it 500,000 other times, it's never hurt me, why not do it 500,001? And that 500,001 will get you. It's dangerous. Don't do it. It was constant pain. Whether my eyes were closed or open, I was constantly in pain. It was very bad. I couldn't, I was working too. So I was having to look at my computer all day. Very brutal. So sorry the Patreon was late. By the way, I did drop the Strokes episode of the Patreon though.
Nice.
And that's up there. So get on there. If you're not on the Patreon, $3 a month. Are you kidding me? That's nothing.
It's a measly sum.
A measly sum. That's less than the price of a good cup of coffee, as far as I'm concerned. And you know what?
It's half a Hulu.
and so much more content. And honestly, we'll just play episodes of King of the Hill on there if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We will sell you audio versions of all the shows that you want.
We'll recap the great.
Yeah. Anyway, that is my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. Emmy, are you a contact wearer?
No, I'm afraid of poking my eyes, and I think it's unnatural that anyone can do it.
Yeah.
It's an affront to God, yeah.
I think that this is the price I paid. I think God was punishing me for slighting him with my eyewear.
It's just so weird. Like, you have to overcome all your lizard impulses that tell you not to put your finger into your open eye. I was thinking about this yesterday because conceivably, if the world doesn't explode, I'm supposed to get married in like a year and a half.
Yeah,
and I don't think, thank you, but I'm not going to be able to put in contacts on my wedding day, which is like someone's going to have to strap me down like Clockwork Orange style, and then I'll just cry them out, and I'll have to have corneal ulcer surgery like you.
That's a fun honeymoon. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not a bad honeymoon. You get a ZocDoc in there. That sexes it up, you know. That's interesting that you have to wear. So you just don't want to wear glasses on your wedding day.
It feels lame in some way, right? Like, I don't know.
Because you can have those, like, Maybe you'll go viral. It'll be like, nerd gets married.
You won't believe this.
This completely average person kept her eyewear on her special day. Oh, no, there's not going to be society in late 2021.
True. Yep. Yeah. That's true. It's all over, and that's fine. I think we had a good run. Now we all communicate on the streets of NBA 2K, my player courts. That's where we, if you don't have one of those by 2021, you might as well be dead, because that's what society is going to be. No, it's a sad, weird time. I wanted to, ask you guys, I'm basically just leading into, I want to share a very silly experience that I had over the weekend where, I think we're so awkward socially now, like we're struggling to find things to do when we are together. Like it's a weird thing to be social again. And I went to someone's going away party over the weekend, and it devolved into playing Never Ever Have I Ever with people. And I don't know if you've ever, I'm assuming people who are listening have played this game. Have you guys played this game? You played Never.
Yes. Yes.
Where I come from, it's just called Never Have I Ever. I've never.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm throwing in an extra ever.
It makes it more youthful, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you sound like ever. Taylor Swift. It's cute.
We played it with somebody who, I don't think understood. They like just couldn't grasp what the game was. And so it was very hard to watch, but it became like that church laugh sort of thing where I didn't know this person that well, and it was hard not to just openly laugh at them, because it would be like somebody going, never have I ever had sex on a plane or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then it came to this girl and she goes, never have I ever thought 2020 would turn out like this. No, that's not quite what we're doing here.
Okay, wait, let me try again. I have had anal sex.
It immediately jumps. Okay, what do I say if I have murdered someone, but I'm saying I haven't, but I have.
Oh my God. I relate to the fundamental misunderstanding of this game, because I think I did the same thing with this podcast. Like, I reached out to you because there was a song I hated, and this show is called Stand By Your Band. And I'm like, can we talk shit about Walk the Moon for 2 hours? And
which
it's
maybe
not
we
the
can
show.
Do that someday.
I fucking
we'll just
hate that
flip
song.
The... I don't know that song, I don't think.
Oh, we need don't to know to it. It? Okay. You shouldn't know. It's so bad.
Well, that was during Carmen Christopher's episode, literally halfway through, he was like, wait, am I supposed to like or hate this music? on his episode where he picked the category.
It gets very confusing. A lot of people in the comments, whenever I post, which we'll get to later, when I post on Facebook, hey, we're talking about this on the band, they're like, why do you hate that? And I'm like, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? That's never been what we've done. And I got into a big argument with this guy recently, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I guess I never listened to the podcast. I said, then what are you doing then? What do you care?
How did you find the anger? Like, where is it?
It's always there.
I met that guy. To be met without a podcast, he's never heard.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
I never thought 2020 was going to be like this.
That's so funny.
There was another one she said that really killed me. Oh, she was like, it came back around all the way back to her. She had seen another, like it was, I think, five people there. She saw four other people do it right. And then it came back to her and she goes, never have I ever let someone take advantage of me for longer than they should. And it was like, whoa, what? Whoa. it was so convoluted and funny. And then I just started going, never have I ever let fear get the best of me. Or like, what was the, never have I ever dared to dream.
Oh man.
It was very
funny. I like when it gets into sort of unquantifiable territory like that, where you're like, define taking advantage of a person. Like,
I also,
financially or
I got to a point where me and my girlfriend were just kind of making fun of her at one point, and I said, never have I ever not stepped up when it was bitch o'clock. And she she goes in all earnest, she goes, sometimes it is bitch o'clock. And I was like, you can't phase this woman. It was great. Anyway,
she should run for office. I feel like that's the kind of leader we need right now.
It really brought me joy. I've been biking. Have you been social at all, Emmy, or have you just been hanging in old GP?
It's bits and pieces. I haven't done comedy in person since March, but I have convinced some friends to bike here, and we like sit on ends of a bench and go like, I'm sad, are you sad? And we're like, yeah, I'm sad. So I've seen a handful, like a collection of buddies, not enough to satisfy what I am learning is a deep pit of loneliness, but
it's weird because like the Zoom thing was fulfilling me for a little bit, but I think me and Tommy have talked about it. Once you start seeing people in person again, the Zooms don't, it's not nearly as fun. It's like if you have a big, I mean, if you have like a big park group or something like that, or like we have a rooftop so we can have a few people and hang out, it's enough room to be fine. But it's weird. But it is better to be in New York.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's like once you have sex, you never masturbate again. Because
exactly.
You know?
And if you do after that, that's when you go to hell.
Yeah.
That's when God frowns upon it.
Mm-hmm.
That exact moment. We should talk about Fifth Harmony.
That joke went much better in text, by the way. I texted that joke to Tom and it killed, and then I said it out loud and it felt bad.
Oh, I didn't. You guys are workshopping stuff before this?
Yeah, everything we've said, we texted to each other before the show. There was no off script. And anytime you've thrown to us to say something funny in the moment, you'll notice that we pause for a while because we're very confused. As why one would do that without having texted us first what they're going to yeah, me and Tommy, this whole show is scripted. Did you not get the script?
I must not. Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry to throw a wrench in this play.
you're much like... wait, who's that actor from The Honeymooner? Gleason? He like never looked at his script or something, and all the other actors just had to like work around him. And everybody's like, isn't that incredible? It's like, well, maybe learn your fucking lines, asshole.
Yeah, no, it seems like taking advantage of your entire cast.
professional terrorism.
Speaking of professional terrorism.
Exactly.
Yes, great segue.
Oh, thank you. I texted that one.
And see how much better it went? No, Fifth Harmony. Give us a little intro. Tell us a little bit about Fifth Harmony. How did you get to know Fifth Harmony?
Okay. All right. So here, I don't remember the exact moment that I fell for this group. I feel like I might have seen a live performance of theirs that was like a little messy. And that's one of my favorite things in entertainment is like when the choreography isn't perfect and somebody's like, oh shit, you know, when someone's like a step or two behind and like they try to twerk, but they have to balance themselves on like a fan or something. Like I really like when the edges show in a pop act. So I started listening to them to and from comedy gigs because the music's very upbeat. And I just sort of went from there. I know a lot about their background if you want like a Wikipedia style intro.
I definitely want that. I do want to comment really fast. I appreciate that you said that thing about listening to upbeat music on the way to shows. I just learned that that's a good idea. For a long time, I was listening to the saddest stuff on my indie folk shit. And then I was like, oh, why don't I listen to something that puts me in a good mood for once? And
yes. Great. Oh, it's incredible, right? Because like, okay, so like we are sort of on the same wavelength as indie folk groups, and you know, you need hype men, and yes. Fifth Harmony are incredible hype men. Yes. So yeah.
So I want to hear this Wikipedia stuff because I was just reading about them. They are fascinating. And
they're fascinating.
I can't believe more people don't know about them. And I only learned about them through your bit about them.
That's so crazy.
I know. Well, you told us about them before you did the last time you were on. And we were both like, I don't know who they are. And then I heard your bit and I looked them up and they're, it's insane. It's
yeah,
so filled with drama, and how they form is weird. It's all, it's great.
Yes. So, okay, here, this is the reason why they have that like messiness is because they all didn't know each other and they auditioned on the X Factor to be solo artists. And they were like, oh, God forbid, like five talented women pursue their own dreams. And so they like lumped everybody into this band. And it's kind of like being like, it's like having to leave the house with all your Craigslist roommates. Like they're like professional roommates, and it's so fascinating. Like their abilities are really like Normani is one of the best dancers I've ever seen. And Ally Brooke is one of the clumsiest dancers I've ever seen. And when they meet and like, she's like a Zumba class and Normani is like, she could fill a stadium just doing gymnastics, you know? And
yeah,
it's, so when they have to meet in the middle, everybody kind of loses their identity a little bit. Yeah, yeah. And it's very, I find it all very relatable. I don't know. I tried being in a sorority for like a little less than a year of college and I mm-hmm. couldn't do it. So I like genuinely respect that they all held it together for 6 years.
It is pretty impressive. Years. It is impressive when you consider that they did not know each other at all. And that used to be a big thing, these jammed together bands. But yeah, it's pretty demanding now. And especially with social media, it feels like it all just falls apart way faster. I've looking them up, I've never seen results like this for any other group, but one thing that kept coming up was how shady they all are.
Mm. Oh yeah.
If you look up Fifth Harmony, it'll be like Fifth Harmony's shadiest moments. And and then somebody said all of them are shady except for Ally. And it's like I don't trust these girls. I think Ally might have written that. I don't know.
Entirely possible.
There are YouTube compilations, and I watched a couple that are like 10 minutes long of Fifth Harmony's shadiest moments, and it'll be like part one. They can't even fit it all in one video. And I gotta tell you, from watching it, they are shady.
Yeah. No, they all have separate dreams and different motivations. And yeah, it's fascinating that they stuck together. I really like, oh boy. I felt like I knew everything about them. I did that bit on TV in like 2018, and this podcast inspired me to brush up on what they've all been doing since then, and it's a whole lot. Like Ally, the only non-shady one, put out a song or two that I had not heard anywhere. Mm-hmm. All the YouTube comments are like, this song is on the radio in Romania like every 5 minutes, and it sounds loosely like sort of like a Latin Hava Nagila. So
well, it's great to see. Now.
Oh, I didn't include it in the tracks because I don't necessarily like, I don't know if that's one I stand by, sure, but we'll get sure, to the solo sure. shit. We'll get to the solo she shit because it's good.
She also wrote a book, Ally, called Finding Your Harmony.
Oh, man, smart move.
smart move. So it seems like, and I'm sure we were going to get into this, but I do want to just address it. It seems like a lot of the drama stems from Camilla. That seems like where the majority of what I was finding was some kind of drama between them. I almost opened the show with this, but it was too long of a clip. But I think it was Normani, maybe. They were asking her to like say something basically nice about each member of the band, and she goes through this long thing with each one of them. She's like, Ally is so sweet and she keeps everybody together and she's always upbeat and does this and that, and this other person, like, she's always dancing and like really like improves morale, and like even at the airport she's like being silly and it gets us through. And Camilla is she's really quirky. She's cute. And then the video just ends.
Yeah. Well, because, okay, so some of the... some of the shade involving Camilla was that she had a Tumblr account as a teenager where she posted like truly horrible racist things.
Whoa, so, I didn't see that. Oh my wow. God.
Yeah. She pulled a Tommy McNamara? That's crazy.
You'll note that I didn't include Camilla tracks in the picks because, first of all, she's been like relatively commercially successful, yeah. But also like, I don't know. She's not the one I'm rooting for. I think
you're not alone. Yeah. And it's Fade. I was reading the timeline of why they all hate her, and I get it. It starts out with that. There's a moment on X Factor when they have a very clumsy performance, and they're getting
it's their signature.
they're getting kind of ripped apart, except for Simon Cowell is saying that they're going to be incredible. By the way, I feel like Simon Cowell at some point, he was so used to being the like asshole that it became very satisfying when he was nice to someone. And I think he started doing that all the time because it was like, oh my God, Simon Cowell is being nice. And you're like,
it's like the anti-heel turn, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember, like the ball change. Is that like a ballet term? That's a ballet one. That's not a wrestling one. But anyway.
But aren't
yeah,
they the same?
Fucking weird yeah, when he's nice.
Ballet and yeah. wrestling, true.
We're all doing the same dance.
Yeah. You know, the Nutcracker is just a SmackDown in disguise. So
thank you. I was shocked that, so I'm going to sound very stupid to people who love Fifth Harmony, but when I first saw the video for Motivation by Normani, I was like blown away by it. I thought the song was incredible. I thought she was incredible. And I had no idea. I thought that was like a breakout artist who had never done anything before. And then when I was reading about this band, I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize Normani was like a part of this huge group. I thought that it was just this amazing song from like someone who hadn't been famous yet.
Oh God, you're right. You do sound so stupid to people who love No, isn't she so... Oh, that video I have watched like 200 times and I think it is like the best... It is an antidepressant to see someone dance that well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit of Motivation just because we
Ooh, we're starting with the solo
let's hear,
stuff.
Let's hear it. One part I want to get to. And you brought the props.
Yeah, the listeners can't see this, but I was twerking with a golf umbrella.
Like the Umbrella Academy in here.
That song is great. That's my favorite song of any of this stuff.
Of 2020?
I'll take it over Havana. Havana's Camilla's smash hit, and I would take, if I had to choose one of the two, I would take Motivation easily.
Same.
Isn't it weird? Like, Havana really fucking took off, and I feel like Motivation... I don't know. That song gives me goosebumps. Whatever.
It's really good. It's really good. Oh, before I forget, I was saying the X Factor thing. After they fuck up, one person goes, only one of these people is good. And they point to Camilla. And
she's just the smallest and loudest. I don't think she's necessarily the best. I mean, oh, it's so interesting. One of the songs on this list is from the album when it was just four of them. They were still called Fifth Harmony, but they had four members. And you can hear just the relief of not having a really loud, high-pitched member. Like, it's a really chill song compared to the Camilla shit. So, yes. I don't know.
Which song is that?
It's called Down, and it feels like getting a nice pedicure.
I think we should listen to that because I was on a lot of these shady videos. A lot of what they're reacting to is Camilla coming in and being really loud, and they're all annoyed with it. And there's a great one where they're all in a bathroom together and they're singing, and then it's just the four of them singing, and then Camilla comes in and starts adding to it. And you see this girl, one of the members, I don't know their names specifically other than Normani and Camila, but you just see her eye roll. That's so obvious how annoyed she is that Camila's singing. It's great.
Oh, that's just beautiful.
Constant drama. All right, let's hear some of Down featuring Gucci Mane.
Chill, right?
Yeah, it is also so funny, this album cover of the four of them.
It's just, it's beautiful. I say you can't put the number of band members in the name. Life is too uncertain.
So the famous, we'll just jump around. The famous performance of this song was at the 2017 MTV VMAs, where they get on stage and there's five of them. And then one of them, right before they start performing, falls off the stage backwards. It's like a Camila stand-in. They're on like a raised stage, and one of them just falls back, and then they start performing. And it is like the biggest diss I've ever seen. It's incredible.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
I didn't know that. That's really funny.
Wow. She falls, and that's it? They don't show her like being dismembered or anything?
That would be great. Cuts to the big screen and they're sawing her up.
It's like, it's just so, it's like, presumably she's falling to her death. And it's like, this is pretty dramatic. But
this is like a weird lady. Oh, yeah. Just someone Camila sized to take a face plant or whatever. It's so, this is a, like a recurring thing with groups like this, where like they have to lower the members that didn't succeed, like deep below the stage, like halfway through the Super Bowl halftime show, like everybody that's not Justin disappears from NSYNC and stuff like that. You know, like Kelly and Michelle have to walk out so Beyonce can keep performing. It's like a, this is a thing. That performance sounds like incredible drama.
It looks very cool, and the song's great, and it is like, it makes me team the other four.
I started reading this, it sounds like Camila is kind of mean also to them. Like, it sounds like she's purposefully, there's something that I found an article that, I didn't read it, just the headline made me laugh. Normani speaks out on Camila Cabello's devastating social media behavior.
Yeah, I mean, her posts were like, it's pretty, if you found your teen posting these things on Tumblr, you would be like, I'm a terrible parent.
This is from the Tumblr thing. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess we probably don't need to read those if it's that.
No, they're not essential to standing, to be a harmonizer. You don't have to know the deep cuts of Camila's Tumblr. But you know what did just dawn on me, since we're jumping around in this episode? Is Normani the female version of Norman?
Norman.
Like, just as a name, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Like the way it's like, you know, there's like, I can't think of any other examples of names that go both male and female.
Yeah, like a Terry.
Like Pat, like
Victor,
Patty.
Victoria. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's funny
Normani,
you said that. I got confused because when you said that, I thought of Norbit when you said that. I don't know if Normani is the female version of Norbit, and I don't understand how that.
I mean, I think it's a good name because there aren't a lot of other Normanis, so that's
true.
Like helpful.
I really
in this
like it.
World.
It's a pretty name. I hope it catches on.
Yeah, but I think it'd be cool if we just call her Norm for the rest of it.
Yeah, for this is canon. She is Norm now in the Stand By Your Band world.
Yeah, no, she's I think she's the best one. But yeah, okay. Where were we? We were talking.
We were talking about the shade. We were talking about that.
Oh yeah, the shade. So there's shade everywhere throughout this group. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned to you guys in the text where we plan all our jokes. The scandal surrounding Lauren being an anti-vaxxer.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Oh, don't you love when like teens from Florida are like, this is the issue I'm taking a stand on?
Yeah, yes.
And this like, just happened too.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
You said one of the Fifth Harmony girls says vaccinations are a form of freedom stripping.
Yes. And oh, then when God. I Googled it a little more, it says Lauren believes the flu vaccine is responsible for the coronavirus.
Oh,
so
no.
I think we got to start, you know, heeding Lauren's advice because you can't just keep doing comedy remotely forever.
No.
So in her tweet apologizing for it, this is what she said. I'm sorry if anyone was offended by anything in the video I reposted on my story. I'm not personally anti anything. I am and always will be pro-choice and autonomy. I don't believe anything should be enforced upon anyone. And there are things you can and should be anti, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What
like do you saying mean, I'm not anti anything. It's like you support anything? Literally everything that happens everywhere all the time. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah, it's they're a messy bunch. That's why you love them.
I kind of appreciate someone who goes, you know what? I'm all pos vibes. I'm never gonna be anti anything. That's insane.
Yes,
I totally forgot. Jared sent us a voicemail. We should listen to that. Because he gets upset if we play it too late in the show. I texted Jared and I was surprised that he knew who this was, to be honest. That he knew who Fifth Harmony was. Maybe he doesn't. I haven't listened to the voicemail yet. So this is our regular segment. I think we probably did it last time you were on. Maybe we hadn't started doing it last time you were on, Emmy. But the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, the creator of the Limestone Comedy Festival, co-creator, Jared Thompson, is our friend and foe of the podcast. He's our resident snob, and he sends us voicemails with his thoughts on the artists we were talking about. So here's Jared's thoughts on Fifth Harmony.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boys are going to have Emmy Blotnick on discussing Fifth Harmony. Just on a personal note, real quick, it's just stupid that Emmy has not been to the Comedy Attic yet. She's someone that I came across a couple years ago and just very stupidly have not booked yet. And we need to change that once things are somewhat back to normal. I mean, we're open, but, you know, we're basically just pulling, you know, people off the streets to do comedy. So I don't know that it's something that I would advise you doing, you know, coming and doing now. But anyway, I don't know. So Tom also had never heard of Fifth Harmony. And honestly, my first reaction was, is this the vocal group that Jamie, Progressive's number one, number two employee, is in on the Progressive ads? And that's actually Mad Harmony. But that's how much I know about Fifth Harmony. I'm rambling like I'm Roseanne Barr here. But anyway, I had no idea who this was. And after listening to it, there's a reason. It just does not seem to exist for any apparent reason and is not for anyone in particular. It just is plastic music that it's honestly like it's just so bland and uninspiring sounding, at least. I don't know if they have like a good message or whatever, but that I feel like it's very warranted that that we don't know who they are. I mean, they just haven't figured out a way to get us to know who they are. So, So Emmy, we'll talk about music. Maybe I'll try to be like a music coach for you. It's so stupid. when you come to town. So anyway, all right. I love you guys. See you later. Thanks.
Wow.
That was very sweet.
A rare booking request on the show.
I'm horny for gigs. That's the number four.
It worked out. This time, Jared, I got an idea. Get on the fucking phone. Don't use my podcast. Don't use our podcast to do your little booking work.
I'm sure that's
love to go to the Comedy Alley.
I'm sure it's very reassuring for the people who have been booked, saying that he's pulling people off the streets.
That's true. Yeah.
To do comedy.
So if you want to look up the roster at the on the Addicts website and know who Jared is considering pulling people off the street.
I heard he found a guy working a deep fryer who's doing an hour tomorrow night.
That guy's really funny, actually.
He's hilarious. Okay, I wanna make a counterpoint to something Jared said about how they are unmemorable and have no identity. I think that's essential to enjoying them because you can project yourself into it so easily. Yes. There's nothing preventing you from being in the band, particularly once there were four of them. So I am all for, as part of the listening experience, especially the four-member album, just imagine you're there doing it with them. Like, you're in a Zumba class with these four pretty talented girls who may or may not like each other.
Right. You could end up in it. That is true. That should be part of... I feel like that used to happen. It was like, you could be in this... Has that ever happened? Am I making that up in my head? There's like boy bands that
they discussed doing that when Camilla left. They like discussed the idea of doing a reality show to find the fifth member and then ended up deciding against it. But there was a brief window where, Emmy, you could have been the fifth member.
Oh, the real idea I had was that they should have adopted Colin Firth as the fifth member and then called it Firth Harmony.
Which is sort of, they would have saw, they could still be Fifth Harmony if they had him. They'd still have the fifth member.
Yeah, but I think
this name fix.
Yeah, but it's sort of like when you add one drop of food coloring to a lot of water, you know, it's all Firth. Once Firth is there, it's a Firth tainted mix. Tommy looks deep in thought.
I was looking at a BuzzFeed, which member of Fifth Harmony are you? I was wondering if we should have Emmy take it live. What do you think about doing that?
I would love to. I have a feeling I'm Alan Brooke because I suck at dancing, but I am charming.
Okay, we'll try.
Let's do it.
Okay, so first question, which X Factor judge is your favorite? Simon, Paula, Demi Lovato, Kelly Rowland, L.A. Reid, or Britney Spears?
Oh my God, how do you choose one of those? I'm tempted
to
say L.A. Reid.
L.A. Reid. I think L.A. Reid.
Okay, L.A. Reid.
I instantly think L.A. Reid.
So what's frustrating about this quiz is the second question is pick a pattern, and there's a bunch of patterns that'll have to
zigzag
for you.
Zigzag, Tommy. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to pick the one that's closest to zigzag. What is your makeup must have? We've got red lipstick, black eyeliner, eyeshadow, false eyelashes, pink lip gloss, or blush.
Ooh, I'll go with a short goatee. I feel like for Fifth Harmony, it's lip gloss. You gotta be. I'm going.
Okay.
Lip gloss is the Fifth Harmony of makeups.
I'm currently frustrated by the fact that these all have six options when there are at most five members.
There are five members and Colin Firth.
Maybe Colin Firth is one of the options.
It's everything's about like the King's Speech. Okay. Well, pick a movie. The Lizzie McGuire Lizzie McGuire movie, Mean Girls, Clueless, The Notebook, Legally Blonde, or Easy A.
Let's go Mean Girls, I guess.
Classic.
Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you. Thank you. Trying to make up for that L.A. Reid incident.
Which boss lady do you most admire? And I should clarify, boss does have two dollar signs instead of S's.
It's a Fifth Harmony song. I didn't put it in the list, but it's all about having a purse that's very heavy because you have so much cash.
Sure. At some point, it's like, just get a debit card. I feel like you could spend more.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have some faith in the banks, you know?
Okay, which boss lady do you most admire? Michelle Obama, Angelina Jolie, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Oprah, or Hillary Clinton?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm going to say Michelle Obama, because in the song Boss, $2 signs, they say Michelle Obama, purse so heavy, get Oprah dollars.
Oh, you got two for the line of one there. That's great.
I know, but I like...
Who is the second person you said after Michelle Obama?
Angelina Jolie.
Nah, we don't have time for that.
Who looks at that list and goes, I'm more inspired by Angelina Jolie?
The next question is just pick a number, and the numbers go 1 through 9 inexplicably. So what do you think about that?
That's very strange. Let's go 5 because I dream of a nuclear family. No, that's 4. Okay, all right. 5. Mom and dad, 2 children and a dog. 5.
Yeah, okay. That's good. That's the perfect family.
the next one is, which Disney princess are you most like? And here's where I'm running into a bit of trouble because they haven't labeled them, and I'm just going by picture.
Now so. It's a test.
I would love to hear you name them.
Yeah, you either describe or name them to us. Okay, or just name them. And even if you don't know the name, give them a name.
Okay, we've got Mulan. We've got Ariel. We've got Jasmine. We've got Blonde Lady. We've got Brunette Lady, who I think is from Beauty and the Beast.
Belle?
And, yes, Belle. And the last one is African American.
That's got to be that girl from The Princess and the Frog, right?
Yeah,
I think that's the only Black Disney princess, unfortunately.
I'm going with the only Black Disney princess as my answer.
I think maybe the blonde one is that from Frozen? Is that Elsa or something? You would know.
Oh, maybe that's Elsa. Yeah, I'm reading some weird Tumblr posts from Camila Cabello about the one you picked.
Princess Tiana is the name of
this. Okay.
Yes.
Princess Tiana.
Yes,
okay.
She's my pick.
Next, pick a flower. Also, didn't take the time to label these on BuzzFeed. So we've got
Tommy. Pick the pretty one. Just okay. Go with the pretty one.
We're going with the pretty one.
Oh, I wouldn't have picked that one.
Okay, which Instagram filter is your go-to? We've got Rise, Willow, Toaster, Kelvin, X-Pro 2, and Walden.
I've never heard of any of them. So
X-Pro 2, I feel like Kelvin is the one that makes you look like you're on fire, isn't it? You're like red.
Okay, we've got an answer. Based on your answers, who do you think you've got?
I want to say maybe Allie.
You have got Dina.
Oh, Dinah Jane. We should listen to her solo song that I just discovered before this podcast is such a treat. It is a samples Men Without Hats, Land Down Under, but it's all about eating pussy. And I think it's like a very underrated jam.
Let me just read what they say about Dinah. So it says, you're a nurturer. You're always there when your friends need a hug or a shoulder to cry on. You love fiercely and deeply. You're passionate about everything you do, and it shows. And I think they mostly got that from the number you picked. That seems to be the key factor here.
Everybody would say you're very humble. You picked 5.
The rest of it is meaningless. It's just what number 1 to 9.
That's so funny that's included in there. I just remembered in the Shade videos I watched, the people who make these are so insane. You can tell they're children who are very like easily insulted by their favorite artist. And in one of the Shade videos, someone's talking and somebody in the audience in the crowd like keeps yelling at them, and she goes, "I'm trying to talk," and then they're all like, "Oh, it's like, well, she's like, that's not shady." But then another one that's worse is that Normani is complaining that people who come to the meet and greets that like pay all this money to do the meet and greets will confuse her and Dinah. They'll call her Dinah. They'll call Dinah Normani. And she's like, it's fucked up. And you pay all this money. And somebody in the crowd is like, well, they paid for it. Like, it's in the Shade video that they're calling her shady for not wanting to be confused with another person. People are crazy.
Yeah, it's very loose.
And she's like, I love it. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's an honor. Dinah's incredible, but we're different fucking people. It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess harmonizers skew young and reckless.
Look, I think you need to apologize on behalf of the fan base that you represent.
You know what? I'll make it up to them by, can we play a little bit of Dinah Jane's song?
Yes. Yes, we can. Hold on one second. What do I do?
I think if Colin Firth did join the band, they would have to rename the fans Firthers.
Flat Firthers. all right, let me see here. Wait, what is this? Okay, where did I go with this?
Right. While you're queuing this up, fun fact I just read is they've performed at the White House twice, once for Christmas and once for Easter.
What? Was it That's amazing. Were both times wow. for were they for Trump or were they for Obama?
The Obama years, yeah. The band was fully broken up by 2018. Sorry, I keep saying
you keep one of these people being quartered by
I read a pretty horrifying local news story right before this.
Oh my god. Oh, the tech guy, yeah.
That's oh, crazy. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, but,
let's save it for another band.
Here's Dinah Jane. this song is called Missed a Spot. I love it. Oh, shit.
I know I'm in your head when you're not in my bed. Yeah. Best I shake in my thighs. When you know me, hopefully you get it right. That's why you get it twice. I don't have to be nice when you know me. But and baby, I know what you're after. It's a hit, but it tells. And every inch of me matters. I know you love it when you go down under.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Yeah.
What's that about? Is that about Australia?
I think Land Down Under is about Australia. And this one, I think, is also about Australia.
I've always said there's nothing sexier than a didgeridoo.
That's all I yes.
An aphrodisiac instrument.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that was a great jam. I always felt men without hats needed to address cunnilingus more head on.
That's why they took off their hat.
Absolutely, you can't eat pussy in a helmet. Yeah. So
somebody's got to good, try though.
Yeah, I think that one is not exactly blowing up. But maybe after this podcast, that'll change.
this tropical nani got you running back. Bounce that ass in your face while I ride your wave.
Are you reading this your diary right now?
Yeah. I just thought I'd break out into some of my diary. I try to shoehorn it in every episode.
The beautiful thing about their lyrics, like, I don't know if you remembered in a clip of Down we listened to, they talk about committing perjury in the name of love.
FBI interrogation. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Right. And so I did a little bit of research on this also, and nearly all their songs are written by like big teams of men. So
is that right?
Yeah. Work From Home is written by 7 men.
I was about to say, we have to listen to Work From Home then immediately because that is so okay, let's hear Work From Home.
It's so good.
It's really funny and good.
I worry about nothing. I am wearing nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pic after picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't spend these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work.
The umbrella is back.
Yeah.
All right. Got a jam to this one.
So I love the message of that. Telling a man, you don't got to go to work, but you do got to go to work.
Isn't that refreshing?
It's nice. And also, it's very relevant. It's called work from home. I mean, that's what everybody's doing these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's the prescient jam of our era. I mean, it was released in, I think, 2016. And yeah, this here is we are.
2016. That is correct. And they predicted all this.
You know, I think when the Earth explodes, I hope aliens find work from home and realize that we were a pretty fun species.
We should just bury it in random places just in case they pick it up like a time capsule.
Yes. Be like, hey, the humans were pretty funky.
We need to bury in the ground little those like beats or pills or whatever, whatever you call them, wireless speakers that are synced to a phone that is constantly playing that song just in case. So they like, what is that sound coming from the ground? I really like it. They'll say,
yeah.
Then they'll find that. I love it. And that definitely seems like it was written by men.
Yes. I know you're grinding.
I got a little trivia question for you guys here. So this song, they say the word work quite a few times. And also Rihanna has a song by the same title, by the name of work. Mm-hmm. Which song do you think mentions the word work more times?
Oh my God, this is tough. Cause Rihanna's all kind of slur together. So I'm right. Like, one or like seven, you know?
I think that counts. I think they're counting every one of those.
Okay. All right. All right. I think Rihanna probably wins, right?
My guess was also Rihanna.
So you both say Rihanna, and you are both you both look like fucking idiots.
The second time today.
You both look like a fool. It is incorrect. Do you want to guess how many times each of them say it?
Is it over 50?
It is over 50. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'll tell you Rihanna's and then you can guess.
Okay, great.
So Rihanna says the word work 79 times.
Wow.
Fifth Harmony's has got to be in the low thousands, I guess.
That is what it says, the low thousands. It's 93 times. The wow. Person the person who wrote this says two more in the outro. Girl, go to work for me. That's a brain invading 93 mentions of the word work. Brain
invading. Whoa. Yeah. That's
another song where they say work a lot, too. Let's play Work It.
Work It?
It's worth it. How dare you?
Oh, I thought it was Work It.
How dare you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, should we hear Worth It? Let's hear it.
Yeah, Worth It's a great one. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Okay, I tell her bring it back like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing now, you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you, just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give me to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff, hurry up, I'm waiting now from.
Okay.
So in that verse, she literally says nothing. Here's I pulled out the lyrics for that verse. She says, just give me you, that's all I want to do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I won't get mad at you. I may talk a lot of stuff, guaranteed I can back it up. I think I'm going to call your bluff, hurry up. I'm walking out front.
That does feel like that Andy Daly stand-up set.
Where you're not saying if it's true, if what they say is true, if it's true, I won't get mad at you. What does that mean?
It's open to
interpretation. It sounds like to me. I mean, if we're just taking guesses, what else would they be saying?
I'd pull my car around if I heard someone had a big rod.
What's that? There's a fellow in the club with a big rod?
Hang on, I'm going to bang a 3-point turn. I'll idle outside. I love that song.
What is that fun. In? It's in some commercial or something like that.
There's something about that. Okay, here are two things you might know it from. I'm sure it's in some commercial. It feels like something where it'd be like a bunch of stormtroopers selling Reese's Pieces or something.
They kill E.T. and then they sell the Reese's Pieces they stole from E.T. Yeah.
There's a popular Vine, like R.I.P. Vine, but there's a very popular Vine of Guy Fieri at an outdoor concert, and he's autographing Lean Cuisine with a Sharpie marker, and he throws them out into a crowd of people like they're lean or like frisbees, you know. Yeah. He's just sort of like tossing them out and people are going crazy, and my theory is that it's because Worth It was playing that people get excited about frozen prison dinners in a field. on a hot day where you don't even have a microwave accessible, like, how do you get amped about Lean Cuisine? Worth It is the answer.
It's worth it.
That is the worst thing. The worst thing to throw out is Lean Cuisine. Yeah. It's gonna be so long before you get to a microwave.
It's gonna be bad. It's gonna go bad because I don't think you're supposed to like leave those out there. I mean, they're prepackaged, but you're supposed to freeze them.
Supposed to
put it in the car and drive it home. Like,
you're worth it.
I guess you are worth it, though. This is what you're worth.
I think if this song is playing, like, if Worth It is playing, whatever it is, you want it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. One of these presidential candidates needs to play this song.
It'd be a good Biden song. Yeah,
that'd be a good Biden song. It'd be a very weird Trump song. This one was written by a woman, according to this. This was, it's funny because they keep saying this word. It says, this empowering slice of party-ready R&B was penned by Priscilla Renee. That feels like one of those vocal warm-ups. This empowering slice of party-ready R&B was penned by Priscilla Renee. It was produced by the Norwegian hit-making team of Stargate with jazz saxophonist and musician Ori Kaplan.
Nice to get a Jewish guy in the mix, you know.
Lyrically, this finds Fifth Harmony calling the shots with some guy they are interested in, assuring him that they are worth it. Dinah croons the first verse, Camilla Cabello the second, while Normani handles the first pre-chorus section, and Ali Brooke Hernandez the second and third. It keeps talking about how feminist and empowering this is, so
I buy it. I mean, the music video is them all dancing in front of like a Wall Street stock ticker, which pretty fun. Yeah, they're worth stocks.
I love it. They are.
I love it too.
They are worth capitalism.
Absolutely.
Before I forget, I did want to go through. Do you know their first two band names, Emmy?
No.
So their first band name they chose was Lilas, which is the famous acronym Love You Like a Sister.
Oh, wow.
And they had to change it because there was another group called The Lilas, and that group consisted of four of Bruno Mars's sisters, the original Lilas, which is a band we'll have to someday discover.
We have to talk about them on the show at some point. Bruno Mars's sisters, damn.
So then they changed their name to 1-4-3-2, 1-4-3 being I Love You, 2 being 2. I think Simon Cowell or someone was like, this is an awful name and you need to change it.
No, it sounds like a white supremacist dog whistle.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, adding the two actually makes it really racist. Yeah.
Isn't it? It's like 1488 is the one that they said. Good thing they found Fifth Harmony. Fifth Harmony apparently is a music term, but I didn't know that before this. Tommy, I mean, you do music for real. Did you know that?
Did you know about it?
You know, I've never gotten that far in the harmony game. I've never gone to flip. A few have dared to try that that maneuver.
Yeah, that's like the 9 at 20 or something like that.
First harmony is P. Second harmony is the shit. The third harmony is the hand job. Fourth.
Wait, where did you put shit?
Shit's two, yeah.
Shit's number two.
That makes sense, yeah.
Oh, maybe third harmony is a cop and a feel over the shirt. I don't know.
I think that it's very interesting that shit would be before the...
I've crossed our wires a good bit here, I think.
That's so funny. Last night I went to second harmony. Jesus.
Oh my God.
We didn't fool around too much. We only got to second harmony.
The only other facts I wanted to get out before, since we're getting towards the mark, and we got to play these last few songs, is about the breakup with Camilla.
Yes.
So the post that the other four members put out from the official account, this was how they phrased it. They said, after 4.5 years together, we have been informed via her representatives that Camilla has decided to leave Fifth Harmony. We wish her well, which is devastating.
Fucking cold-blooded. She broke up via text? Oh,
we wish her well is so brutal.
Not even via text, via representation text. Yeah. That's crazy.
So
break up via rep would be very interesting. If if you're dating a comedian and their agent calls you, look, Tom is just really busy these days, and he's got a lot of projects loves your project. But it's just the timing isn't good.
And Camilla unfollowed the other members on Instagram as well as the official Insta page. And when she was asked about it, she called it a clearing of energy.
Oh, God.
Deeply shady.
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 So shady. All right, should we hear some more songs? We gotta
I think if we have to wrap up, Sledgehammer's the only one we really got to do.
All right, let's hear Sledgehammer. And then the titles of these other songs do have me intrigued. But
let's do them all. I have therapy at 12:30, but what are you going to do?
Me too. All right. All right,
really?
Sledgehammer. Yeah, I have a meeting at 12:30. So we are all under the wire here. All right, hey. Sledgehammer.
If you could take my pulse right now, it would feel just like a sledgehammer. If you could feel my heartbeat now, it would hit you like a sledgehammer. I don't admit it, I play it cool, but every minute that I'm with you,
all right. I just realized, so Amy, you point this out in your bit about them, but heartbeat like a sledgehammer.
It's not a rhythmic tool. It's not a tool that you hit in a way that would replicate a heartbeat, you know. it's if your pulse is like a sledgehammer, You're dead.
You know? You should definitely go to the hospital immediately the second your heart starts to feel like a sledgehammer.
Yes.
The second you have to ding, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, maybe eventually a ding. Isn't the sledgehammer what you use at the fair, to try to hit the bell or whatever?
The strongman.
Yes.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's fairly clear that they meant jackhammer, and it would fit.
Yep.
It would have fit in the song's cadence perfectly.
Doesn't change anything yet.
It sledge and jack
just
are the
like
same
a jackhammer. Yeah. Yep.
It's actually a little better too.
Oh, it's so much better. It would be way better. Yeah.
This one, we can blame on this one is written by Megan Trainor, who sings all about that bass and a few trouble. Other songs mm-hmm. that are annoying at the craft store. And this is, I think, her flub, but no one caught it. No one else caught it.
It's on the crazy Fifth Harmony that no team. One caught it. This yeah. went all the way to live performance, to on the album, and
No, they were in like very like leotards and booty shorts singing this one on Good Morning America, and nobody was like, "Do you guys need Jackhammer?"
So it would be so funny if like, yeah, Ellen or somebody just stops. Hold on, can I ask you? Did you mean Jackhammer?
Do you know nobody who does manual labor? Is there no one? Yeah. I love them. Incredible. I love them. That was a song I used to listen to on the way to and sometimes from shows because it gets you so fucking pumped up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Second best song like Sledgehammer. Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer, Fifth Harmony Sledgehammer. That's my Sledgehammer mix. You can download it on Spotify.
Yeah, also Sledgehammer was taken. That's another reason.
That that's true.
Yeah, I think that I've never heard of a song called Jackhammer. They would have been fine.
That would have been great.
Let's hear Miss Moving On real fast. I'm just going to play a short little.
Oh my God, quickly just dump your boyfriends really fast so this one makes you sore.
That song rules. It's That's so good.
It fucking rules, doesn't it? Don't you want to just like, you know, break out of your relationship and like tear your clothes off to this? I want to wear the American flag to this song.
To this song.
Then you become a freedom stripper, and that's what Lauren hates the most.
You're right. I've got freedom stripping coursing through my veins right now. My lack of freedom. Doctor administered.
I'm not anti anything.
No, not one thing.
Name genocide.
Nope.
Anti-racism.
No, that's
this one's really a riddle.
Wait a second.
Her head just blows up. So we have, I think we should play one more thing, and we've got a choice to make here because we have a song called That's My Girl. We also have a song called I'm in Love with a Monster.
So I'm in Love with a Monster is from Hotel Transylvania 2, and I would say don't pick that because it's not as funny as I wanted it to be.
I see.
I think the title is the funny. The title and the origin is the funniest part.
That is very funny.
It's also, it's got some lines about wearing leather instead of lace, and it is for a children's movie, which I thought was funny. But funny. You know, but I would say we go for the other song.
Let's hear some of That's My Girl.
But picture a child in a harness while you listen.
A 50 Shades of Grey scenario for children. Yeah, who's been working so damn hard? You got that head on overload. Got yourself this powerless body aching now from head to toe. That's my girl.
Right? I was just Googling to see if the saxophonist was another Jewish guy in this one, because that would have made me happy. It would have made me pretty happy. I like to see some representation in the brass section.
Nope, it was Bill Clinton. That's a fun song.
It's so good.
We need a male version of that song for us fellas to get hyped.
That's my boy.
That's my boy. This is a fun playlist. We have one more segment. We should probably tear through it. Just my computer is now at 9% on top of us. Needed to
leave. Oh my goodness.
This is so fun though. I don't want to end it.
I don't either. I'm so lonely.
We gotta do. What do we should just schedule a podcast every week that we don't record.
So oh, I'd love that. What, like a friendship? Oh, that's so nice.
All right. So we posted on Facebook about Fifth Harmony. I will say fewer responses than I was expecting. But I think if I had put Camila Cabello, we might have gotten more. I think I blew this one myself. I take the credit for it because. People know those. I knew those, some of those songs. So I think I just didn't realize, like, I knew Worth It and I knew, I think I had heard Work From Home too.
Yeah. This is the joy of Fifth Harmony. They're everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Right. They're all around us. We are the Fifth Harmony.
I've been working on a conspiracy theory that 5G is spreading Fifth Harmony.
All right. So I went to Facebook to see what my friends thought about Fifth Harmony. And Mayor Wiles says, Worth It is a banger. We've learned that ourselves. Somebody tagged someone that never interacted. So there you go. CC Grace Ann Parks. Grace Ann Parks could not be bothered. Ashley Hamilton. Ashley Hamilton shared a tweet about them. Let's see what this is. Fifth Harmony being the messiest girl group of all time. A thread. Oh, we got a whole thread here. I don't know.
I hope it includes, there was one event where they showed up, all five of them hanging off the side of a Hummer, and it looked incredibly dangerous.
That probably is in here, but there's 50 posts to the.
Oh my God.
And they're all scattered and out of order. But one is them just all dancing to clearly, it seems like different songs almost on stage. There's one of the shade moments is one of them clearly being out of place dancing and they're trying to be coordinated. And this girl doesn't, she just is unfazed, bumps into one of the others because she knows the other girl's fucking up. It's great.
Oh, I love this.
I'm not going to go through all of these, but
they're incredibly, they're normal people, you know, that's why you love them. They're just like us.
I really hope that this ends in you becoming the fifth member.
The band's done, guys. I'm just here to, you know,
keep the spirit alive.
Yeah.
Taryn Bradley says Work From Home was weird, right? I don't know.
If by weird, you mean weird. Brilliant. Yeah.
Got him. Alex Schubert
ahead of its time.
Alex Schubert responded, I gotta say the music video was weird, but the song itself is a huge guilty pleasure for me. Interesting. Blair Dawson says Down is my favorite girly pick me up song.
Yeah.
Joseph Kincaid says severely underrated and deserved much more recognition than they got. I'll defend them until the day I die.
Jeez. Oh, I love it.
That made Antonio laugh.
Well, he doesn't have long to go. It doesn't mean too much.
Natalie Auker says, Don't Say You Love Me was very good and very overlooked. Mm-hmm. Matthew Benjamin says, Very good construction workers.
The Work From Home video is all at a construction site, and it's like slow motion shots of like cement looking kind of jizzy.
John Hardwick says one thing that really bugs me is that in Worth It, the song about how they expect guys to put in effort to pick them up, Kid Ink's guest verse is literally the most half-assed thing I've ever heard. I don't think there's a single rhyme in it. And then rather than asking him to do a second verse, the producers just put the one verse in the song twice.
I think he's right. Yeah, that's accurate.
I didn't notice that. That is really funny to just go. Just put the same rap verse in and just pretend it's a chorus. It's a brilliant move.
Yeah.
I love it. That concludes our Facebook segment. We have one last segment here, and that is Emmy's final thoughts on Fifth Harmony. Emmy, you get the floor. Tell us your conclusive thoughts on Fifth Harmony.
I stan, as the kids would say. I hate that I said that. Hated it right away. I do fucking love them, and I think all their music holds up great, because if the bar is not too high, you know what I mean? Like, no, right. That doesn't, but okay. What was I gonna say? See me at the Comedy Attic in 2021.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. I like this podcast very much, and I'm very grateful you had me on to talk about my favorite girl. I love you guys too.
We're so happy to have you. You bring so much joy to our lives.
just a parting weep.
let's just in lieu of rating the podcast, let's just rating the playlist. Let us just weep in silence. I don't even know how to rate this one, by the way, because there's so much. We did so much.
I'll rate by member. So instead of a rating out of six, I'm going to give a rating out of the members. And I think that there are three members I like. So I will give them a 3 out of 5 harmonies.
Fair enough. Okay.
I don't like Camilla because of what she did. And right. I don't like the anti-vaxxer because that's a bad idea to spread that to a huge audience.
Yeah, that's not good. Probably don't do that. I don't like to get political on this show, though, Tommy, because as Tommy did say, Republicans listen to podcasts too.
I never said it.
And I like that system. And I don't. Here's the thing: I would also do that, but if I do what you just did, I have to do the same thing with 3 out of 5. So I'll go instead with the traditional. And you can blend them together. I'm going to give the playlist a 4.5 out of 6. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. I had a great time. And that Normani song really picks it up. Mm-hmm. I love that song.
I think Down was my favorite of the Fifth Harmony songs, which says a lot about Camilla.
True.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly.
I think you made a great point here.
I give if I get to rate this as well, I don't know if I do.
You do. You do.
I give it the full 6 Colin Firths. I fucking love him.
I think that from now on every playlist should be out of Colin Firths.
Yeah, we
gotta try to remember that for next time.
Do you guys still call your listeners piss freaks?
We forget to. I think Tommy is really angry about that too, because it's his favorite part of the show.
Well, it is. It always is jarring now when someone will, like, tweet something about piss. I'm like, what are they? Oh yeah, we used to say that all the time.
It's been so far from it. I do.
Yes, I brought this on myself.
Chris Hansen did refer to them as urination, so I feel like that is canonical. We have to keep it as urination. We gotta go though. Thanks so much. This was so nice.
Yeah, Emmy, thanks
again. Yeah, this is the fucking best. You guys are wonderful. I'll see you soon, I hope.
Go see Emmy at the Comedy Attic someday and
2021.
Hell yeah. And
get a vaccine and come and see me.
Get vaccinated. It'll hopefully be out by then. Hopefully that drops, not unlike Tommy's album on vinyl. Pick that up.
Pick that up.
Get the newest episode of My Spectacular Life. And check out that Patreon. $3 a month. You can afford it, bitch. We miss you. All right. Keep it crispy. Bye.
Bye. Bye.